We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. The latest advisory from federal health officials is for all Americans to prepare for a wider spread of the coronavirus. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub is at SFO this morning with how people are taking that advisory.
Well, Susan, the news that the CDC is recommending people get prepared for coronavirus to spread domestically, that's really only beginning to trickle in here at SFO. But there are folks wearing masks and using those hand sanitizer stations. I spoke with Matthew Clark.
I'm going to Texas for a swim meet.
I interviewed him while he had his face mask on.
I'm just doing this because I think I should.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick. I don't want my family to get sick.
On the other hand, there's Rick Miller, who travels abroad quite a bit.
I don't think it's going to be any worse than any other flu. So I'm not concerned about it.
The CDC says you should be concerned, and they want all Americans to prepare. Some bullet points: get supplies ready, sanitizer, soaps, face masks, be prepared for school and work closures, have a family plan, and keep a watch on people who maybe have been overseas and show signs of a fever, cough, tightness in the chest, that kind of a thing. SFO Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Thank you. In other news, government safety officials slamming Tesla and their own regulators over that fatal Tesla crash on Highway 101 in Mountain View 2 years ago. KCBS's Matt Bigler to report. The question is over how much drivers can be trusted to responsibly use self-driving tech.
Yeah, the shorter answer is not much, Stan. Walter Huang's Tesla Model X was in autopilot mode when the SUV slammed into the center median on 101 in 2018. The fiery crash claimed the life of the Apple engineer. At a hearing yesterday, National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg took Tesla to task for essentially beta testing self-driving technology on drivers.
They come back and say, oh, but we warned you. That doesn't seem to be a very robust safety mechanism.
Yesterday, the NTSB revealed that Huang was playing a video game on his iPhone at the time of the crash. The family's attorney, Mark Fong, says that revelation has not changed their commitment to sue Tesla over its autopilot feature.
It took him out of his lane of safety, pointed him at a fixed concrete barrier, then accelerated.
Now, Tesla has stressed that autopilot is not fully autonomous, and the system does remind drivers to occasionally return their hands to the steering wheel. The NTSB, as you mentioned, Stan, is also blasting the U.S. Department of Transportation for failing to pass regulations on self-driving cars. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna has introduced a bill that would not force us to choose between male or female when applying for a passport, as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports.
There would be a third option, unspecified.
Would allow people who are non-binary to have an appropriate marker for their identity. Currently on the passport, if you travel, you can only have an identity of male or female.
Representative Khanna says other countries have already done this.
A number of countries in Europe do. I know India does. There are a few countries in Latin America.
Along with Canada and Australia, having something marked on your passport that does not line up with how you look could be dangerous for some travelers. Khanna says he's seen a lot of support in Washington, but if it does pass the House...
Of course, like any good bill, these things go to die in the Senate. The Senate has passed nothing under Mitch McConnell. So that is going to be the real challenge.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.